Education Committee for Wednesday, May 4th. And James, would you lead us in the pledge? Sure.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have a motion for approval of the minutes of April 6th and April 25th?
So moved, Hannah.
All in favor?
Okay. Aye. Yeah, I had a proposed note for them. When we were discussing the 2 versus 3 goals, I had mentioned that I thought that the two goal limit was a pretense for avoiding discussing the issue I had raised. That was not in the minutes.
Apologize, but I thought that was after we had suggested it go to the chairman's meeting.
So I'd like to add that into the minutes.
Any other changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Approve? All in favor. Thank you. Darlene, good morning.
Morning. Already on. I have two items for you this morning. First one is just our annual preschool contract renewals. I think that you have a list, I believe, that came out with the agenda, and it just lists, you know, all the school districts, all the individual therapists, which services they provide, and the rates, and the rates are the same as last year.
Motion, Roland.
Second. Thank you,
Axel. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, thank you. And the next item is the preschool transportation bid award. Last month, I asked for approval to send it out to bid, which you gave me, and now the bids have come in. It might be easier. They just came in 2 days ago, so it might be easier if I give you a copy so that you can look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you need this one?
Here, we can share.
So this is very, actually very similar to last year. There aren't a lot of transportation companies out there. But you'll notice there's about six different contracts, which is for six different locations of the preschool. The lowest bid, so on your left are the six different locations contracts, and then the lowest bid is in that column. So, for example, you'll see the very first one, contract A, KidStart. For the 10-month program, Transpo is the lowest bid, but for the 2-month summer program at KidStart, ARC Glow is the lowest bidder. So hopefully that'll help you visualize it.
Are these daily rates per child?
They are per kid per day, yes. It's a little bit of an increase over last year. Honestly, it's not as much as I was expecting. Bernie went up the most, actually, about $40, I believe, over last year. And the other ARC and Transpo went up approximately $20.
So are we budgeted for covering them?
Yes.
I'll make the motion.
Second, Hannah.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Transfer out of Rochester.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Today, I just have a request for approval to pay the Institute for Human Services $16.95 for administrative assistant training. It's a certification program online. We have it in our budget, and Workforce New York will reimburse 50% of the costs once it's completed successfully.
Motion, Molly.
Second, cool.
$16.95. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Good morning. I have a few requests for you today in the Department of Social Services. The first one is to reclassify a senior account clerk position, grade G, to a senior account clerk typist position. We looked into this position, did a desk audit on the duties, and the senior account clerk typist title more accurately reflects the duties being done by that position.
What are the changes and duties, or what was the impact?
Kathy, I think Kathy's on, isn't she?
I am. She was. Thank you. Sure.
Join the meeting.
Good morning. So the position, this person is, we were doing the Munis project, the new finance system through the finance office. And so this position has taken the lead on that and will be responsible for many of those duties. The other thing that they have been, that has been added to their workload is doing all our foster care claims and eligibility for 4E funding. Those are the two major components that have changed in this person's work workload.
And those will be ongoing?
Yes.
I'll make the motion.
Second, Hannah.
Any other questions? John?
So the positions that are filled at this point, are they at the top of their grid, like the first one, 55,504?
Jen, do you know where they are? At least you have it.
He's currently at the 39,500
going to 41. These are those. Go ahead, take that. So there'll be about a $3,800 increase in the current position, which is about $1,900 in local share, Mr. Malter.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, and the next one, pardon me, is a typist position to a senior typist position, and this is a similar situation where the duties more accurately reflected by senior typist. It looks like this particular person is currently at 32,568 and would be going to 35,736.
And can for these, just in general, can we just get a kind of a brief overview on what the changes are for the record?
Absolutely. So this is a typist position that is currently in our legal unit. And it was basically a desk audit that's been done because the duties of her job do require more than a typist. She's doing petitions. She's filing petitions for the unit. She's not filing, but she's doing the support work for filing the petitions. She's preparing discovery. So her duties haven't really changed. It just hasn't been appropriately titled. And so we requested a desk audit to be done by personnel.
Make a motion, Molly.
Second, Hannah.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the next one is a currently vacant title, but it has traditionally been filled and was filled up until recently. It's a network administrator. And talking with Kathy and IT, we looked into this, and the network administrator title really doesn't fit this particular position. So what we're asking to do is simply reclassify it to a systems administrator with the appropriate duties, It's the same grade. There's no change in money. And of course, we're looking to fill it.
Motion, Mullen.
Second, Van Castle.
Any other questions?
It's not common for each department, but it is common for DSS. They have the state systems and all that separate stuff. So they do kind of have their own separate, and that's where the next one's going to go as well. So,
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Okay, and the next one is to refund a zero-based computer programmer. And reclassify it to a help desk supervisor. And I think Kathy can talk about this one a little as well.
Sure. So we have been working with Rob and Cody from IT to really kind of figure out what needs the unit has. And so we've been functioning with just one help desk position, and we're maintaining upwards of 250 computers in our state systems. We've got multiple state systems and plus our local system who coordinate all those services with our county IT department. So we're really not sufficiently staffed for maintaining our systems. So we're looking at creating a senior level help desk position to work with to supervise our existing help desk position. And again, to report to the senior systems analyst position that you just approved the position title change for. So really it's just been a work in progress. And again, we've really been very appreciative to Rob and Cody to assist us in this process, because we're just kind of drowning at this point.
Commissioner, are you having cases where people are getting backed up on not being able to get work done from IT issues, not being able to be serviced well?
I can't really say that our work has suffered as a result of that. I think there are times when our systems aren't functioning and we don't have enough, we don't have the immediate attention. I don't know, Lise, can you add anything to this?
Just like across the county, there have been times when the network has been down or the system's been down. The state often has difficulty. Yes, you know, we have staff that must move to a different task that they do, but they're not able to attend to that. But yes, there's definitely been some breakage in work because of the systems. But it's on both the state and the county.
Join the meeting.
The network as a whole right now is difficult, as you all know as well. Log on and get something to work is sometimes.
Are these, is this a position that receive funding back from the government?
Yeah, we will still, receive state funding for this title, Mr. Mullen, and our local share will be just a little over 17,000.
I'll make the motion.
Second, Hannah.
Any other questions, Hilda?
So, I'm just a comment. I'm just surprised that one person has been able to handle all these people at the hot desk, because I know in personal experience, I've gone and worked at the one at Corning, and I could barely, I did it for a while, handle more than 100 people. So I think this person must have been really good.
Well, yes, exactly, Hilda. And in addition to that, you know, our network administrator, which was the title that we were working with previously, obviously did a lot of help desk tickets instead of doing other things that would be beneficial to the operations of the department. So, yeah, we're desperate. It's been an eye-opening experience, and again, thankful to IT for assisting us in this process.
We have a motion.
Could I just ask one other question?
Sure.
Will this help take some of the burden off of the county's IT staff in general, the more general county IT?
Yes, because with the lack of workforce in my office, They've been great at supporting our office on top of their own duties. So yes, I would say yes to that answer. Very solid yes.
Great. You know, and that's one other thing with this whole change into the systems administrator versus the network administrator. We've traditionally had difficulty in their department keeping people in these titles. And I think because it really wasn't quite illustrative of what they really did. So somebody came in thinking they were going to be a network administrator like they would be in IT, and they really weren't necessarily. It was more the systems. So we're hopeful that this whole, with this and the help desk supervisor, that doing this will help to keep some continuity there as well.
Yeah, well, and it seems like from the discussion that that this may be a more efficient way of basically bringing in help desk when it's really focused on social services and we get so much funding back for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I know it's over, but let me ask a question anyway. The opioid money that we supposedly already gotten, right? We've gotten a payment already.